Hi, this is Paul Jones, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Robert Johnson, of course. It's the album is called The Music of Robert Johnson, sung in the lingua franca of the area of Italy called Veneto, which is beside Venice, and it's from the Paltan Blues Band, and that's their version, Stile di Gel Giudizio. If I had judgment over Judgment Day, if I had possession over Judgment Day, there we go. What a shaky start. It's the Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. Wherever you're listening across the world, hope you enjoy the music on the show. Thanks for all the kind comments and some criticisms too of last week's request show. You can't please everybody, but it does seem that the majority were kind of on the happy side with it. This week we revert back to normal. No requests, loads of blues, both new and old. One of the tracks that I played last week, which was a request, came from an album I didn't have, I've now got hold of, called On the Chitlin' Circuit, Southern Soul Hits in the Blues. Here's a great track from it by Carl Sims, and it's called It Ain't a Juke Joint Without the Blues.
Oh, we're gonna groove tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna groove tonight.
somebody having a ball, but it ain't a two joint without the blues.
Hey,
you got a 40 bounce on the table. You got tracks talking woman named Mabel. You got a whiskey bottle in your sack. You got a crap game in the back. You got a waitress pouring beer in a cup. You got a barbecue platter coming up. You got a big old bouncer on the door and some lady shaking on a dance floor. But it ain't no two joint without the blues. You got food in the kitchen getting hot. You got a fight breaking out on the lot. You got married men trying to cheat. You got a cat in the corner going to sleep. You got neon sign outside. Folks doing a cha-cha slide.
And Juke Joint Without the Blues comes from the album which came out some 4 years ago called On the Chitlin Circuit, Southern Soul Sounds. I'm guessing by the way it sounds, it's very Memphis Horns-ish. I reckon it's probably about 60s, 70s, but it could be from any time since that time, really, because there's been lots of bands. There are lots of bands making sounds of that kind of genre even still. It still sounds great after all this time. And I think it was Marty Gunter in Boca Raton who asked for a track from that album. Well, when I listened to the rest of it, I thought, yeah, that's rather nice. It ain't a juke joint without the blues. Okay, something which is pretty brand new, came out about a month ago, the Homemade Jams Blues Band, their second album, I Got the Blues for You, and here they are with Loco Blues.
Well, I am my daddy girl.
Robert Johnson mentions there with Hellhounds on My Trail. It's amazing how much influence that one man has had on the blues music over the last 90 years or so. That's the young guys on Northern Blues, the Homemade Jams Blues Band. Well, two young guys and a young, even younger girl. And from their new album, I Got Blues For You, and that is Loco Blues. It's the Raven of the Blues, time for some live music from Paul Jones and Dave Kelly.
Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. No, it's nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, that's nobody's fault but mine. My mama taught me how to read. Well, my mama, she taught me how to read. If I don't read and my soul be lost, there's nobody's fault but mine. My brother taught me how to pray. Well, yes, my brother, he taught me how to pray. If I don't pray and my soul be lost, that's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. My mama taught me how to read. My mama taught me how to read. If I fail to read and my soul be lost, that's nobody's fault but mine. See, I've got a Bible in my home. I've got a Bible in my home. If I fail to read and my soul be lost, that's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
It's the Raven and the Blues. 30 years ago in 1979, I was with BFBS Radio in Cologne in Germany. And there we were well looked after by the record companies. And Ariola, the girl who ran the Ariola PR for the radio stations, was called Mariana. good-looking lady too, and she, on about the early days of 1980, late 1979, she came in the studios and gave me an album which looked like a bootleg album. It was called the Official Blues Band Bootleg Album. It was numbered just like all bootlegs were, and I took it in the studio and started to listen to it, and I just loved it. It became my album of the week. Alan Bangs, who did a show with BFBS and also did a television program on German television called Rock Palast, he got them over as well, and that was the beginning. And so 30 years on, what's happened? Well, here in the studios on the Thames, I've got two members of the blues band, Paul Jones and Dave Kelly, who've just brought out a new version of the Official Blues Band bootleg album, 30 Years On, and re-recorded. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. And why?
It's a DVD that we... The idea was, to some degree, to play the music that we were playing in 79, 80 and whatever, that sort of that material, but as we do it now, and it came out rather well. We recorded a whole concert, and so there's one DVD of more or less new stuff that's not been released before, mm-hmm. and one DVD of mostly the bootleg, almost the bootleg.
Couple of things from Reddy, and one or two new things, or not really new, but sort of old things that we've recycled. Yeah.
If we go back to the bootleg, when you came together all those years ago, 30 years ago, it was obvious that obviously you knew each other pretty well. And did the album just kind of... Oh, obviously, you're both shaking your head.
No, okay. I certainly didn't know Dave.
No, Paul and I had never met.
Okay. So who was the linchpin? Who brought you all together then? Tom?
Well, it's Paul.
Well, it was me.
Paul got Tom, and...
I decided that out of all the guitar players that I knew, the one that I knew best was Tom McGuinness. So I rang him and I said, look, I'm starting this blues band. Would you be interested? And he was very sort of semi-interested to start with. But he was responsible for the next addition to the band, which was Huey Flint. And once we were there, we had harmonica, guitar, and drums, so we had the bassist.
Yes.
But then Dave suddenly appeared on the horizon, largely because of the connection between... I don't know whether... Keith. Did you know Tom?
Well, Tom and I, you know, had seen each other at 100 Club gigs watching Visiting Americans, and, you know, he knew who I was and I knew who he was, and we kind of nodded at each other occasionally without ever having been formally introduced.
But you had a mutual acquaintance called Keith Nelson.
Keith Nelson, American banjo player, who was a friend of Tom's and a friend of mine. I had a band together with him a few years earlier. And Tom mentioned this band of Paul and Huey and this... strange lineup trio they had. Well, not really, actually. It could have been, you know, been something in Mississippi.
Feasible, yeah.
and that they were looking for another musician and a bass player. And Keith said, oh, Dave Kelly's not doing much, and I wasn't at the time. I was doing very little in the music business. I'd more or less dropped out of the scene. And in fact, I was just beginning to get around to thinking about getting off my backside and starting again. And I'd done a little bit of theatre stuff, which was the sort of kick-starting me. And then, you know, the way these things work, along came this phone call from Tom saying, I'm with Huey Flint and Paul, and we're getting this blues band together. Would you like to come along and see how it goes at a rehearsal? And I didn't know who Paul was. He assumed that I knew who Paul was. Yes. And I got to this rehearsal, I thought, that bloke looks a bit like Paul Jones. But it was.
On the new DVD of the recreation of the original bootleg album, you've actually got comprehensive sleeve notes, which you didn't have on the first LP.
Certainly
and, it's obvious that when you came together to make the album, you each brought tracks that you liked. Is that roughly it?
The bootleg?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I mean, the rehearsals. I mean, what I liked about the early days was Paul, Tom and Huey had rehearsed numbers. They had arrangements. And, you know, the blues, to me, the British blues scene had become every number takes 20 minutes with the guitarist taking at least 15 of that trying to get his thing together, you know.
Yes.
And what I loved about what Paul, Tom and Huey had was they were 3 minutes, if that. And it was... So they had their numbers together, and I brought a few,
Yeah, it was tight. I mean, a lot of it was very much under the influence of what was sort of going on at the time. And one has to remember that if this was the late 70s, we'd only really just had the punk explosion.
Yes.
And the punk explosion brought a lot of very exciting young blues bands into the sort of pub scene in London. And Nine Below Zero were among that. And I mean, in fact, actually, they were all really the children of Dr. Feelgood.
Yes.
That they either came directly from Canvey Island.
Or they passed that way.
or they were sort of influenced by Canvey Island. But, you know, there were sort of Lou Lewis and all kinds of, you know, people like that. And I went to see all of them in pubs for about 2 years before I actually thought, I've got to do this myself, you know. And we did the first gig, and we really did have things, you know, quite sort of well rehearsed and everything. Mm. I had bought the James Cotton Band live double called Live and on the Move on Buddha Records. Mm. And it was so exciting. I mean, it was like... It made sort of Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters look positively sleepy.
Yes.
I mean, it was really boom, boom, boom the whole time. You know, imagine you'd sort of infused punk into Chicago blues, you know. And so that was what influenced us. And we got together and we played at our first gig was at the...
Bridge House
in Canning Town. Mm-hmm. And we went over there and rehearsed, and then we all went back to Tom's house for something, you know, sort of cheese and wine. I mean, were we really the real thing? That's what I want to know. Anyway, we did, and we came back from Tom's house for the gig, and there was nowhere to park. And Gary Fletcher, our bass player, said, oh, no, there's got to be some wedding or something on around here. There's nowhere to park. And, of course, the reason there was nowhere to park was all the people who'd come to see us. And we were quite flabbergasted, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you carried a reputation. Each of you individually in the band had come from lots of other bands that'd been very famous. So it's getting you all back together again and the music you were doing, it was bound to, you know, have a big effect, I guess.
I suppose it was, but we hadn't thought of it that way. I mean, I had been sort of making my living as an actor for 10 years. And Tom McGinnis had been doing music, but mostly of a backroom sort of variety, writing and producing and stuff like this. Dave, as he said, you know, was sort of hadn't really done anything for a while. Yeah. Huey Flint hadn't, and that left Gary, who was in...
Well, I just met Gary. You know, Tom said, you know, a bass player, and I said, well, I've met this guy. I've done a couple of gigs with him, and I had done a couple of gigs with him, and he was a taxi driver. And he lived in the same road as Wilger Campbell and the old Rory Gallagher drummer. And Wilger and I had a band with George Curry, who went on to form Darts with Thump. Cool. We need Pete Frame here for all this. But,
very complex drawing.
Somehow, Wilger and I were doing something together, and he said, there's this guy down the road, plays bass. And so I'd done a couple of gigs with Gary, and that was it. And he... So I just brought him along, and we went from there.
It came together very easily, didn't it?
It did.
I mean,
did.
There was no wastage or anything like that. Everyone who was there was in.
It almost like, I mean, because of your prehistory and the experience you'd had in the music business before that, I guess it means you hit the ground running and we're just ready to go. Yeah.
True, but also there was a tremendous sort of spread of musical interests in the band. You know, I mean, as far as I was concerned, I had come from Chicago blues. Well, yes, but, you know, throwing in some of that T-Bone Walker and Jimmy Witherspoon, you know, some of the big
bands. But it all come from different types of blues, hasn't it?
Tom basically came out of rock and roll, really. I mean, his blues was Chuck Berry and...
Yes, that's true.
Little Richard and stuff like that.
Well, and T-Bone, I mean...
And T-Bone as well,
Well, I mean, I came from acoustic Mississippi. I mean, in the Dumber Band, we played Chicago blues, but I'd always considered myself an acoustic guitarist who plugged in, you know, and still do. Sometimes it gets a bit loud. Yeah.
Time for more music. What are we going to have, gentlemen?
When the Levee Breaks, a Memphis Mini song. Actually, like the last one, also associated with Led Zeppelin. And by the way, the rain is coming down on the river over there. I hope it's not apt. When the levee breaks.
Yeah, it keep on raining, the levee going to break. Then the water gonna come, won't have no place to stay. Well, I worked on 11, mumbo nine day. Well, I worked on 11, mumbo nine day. Working so hard, keep the water away. Yeah, crime won't help, crime won't do no good. Crime won't help, crime won't do no good. When the levee breaks on you, gotta move. Across the pond, when I rode a little boat 5 miles across the pond, I packed up my things and they rolled me along. I can't move no more. I can't move no more. Yeah, my house fell down. I can't live in there no more. Keep on raining, the levee going to break. Then the water gonna come, won't have no place to stay. I stood on a levee and moaned, weeping by my baby and my happy home. Well, it keep on raining, the levee going to break. Well, it keep on raining, the levee going to break. Then the water gonna come, won't have no place to stay.
Isn't that lovely? The Blues Band, or to be more correct, Paul Jones and Dave Kelly of the Blues Band, performing here on the Houseboat on the Thames. Sorry about the levels. For some reason, I'm not quite sure why. Normally, I'm okay doing the live mix, but on this particular session, it was all over the place. Really sorry about that. Well, of course, once the session's over, they can't change it. It's all sort of, it's in the can, it's a two-track, and it's done. And that's a section of the whole interview. If you want to hear the whole session, more music and a lot more conversation, an awful lot more conversation about the history of the Blues Band and what they're doing now, just go to the Raven and the Blues page, which you'll find at raven.dj/R&B, and then click on the link for the Blues Band. You'll see the photograph of Dave and Paul in the studio here, and then you can hear the whole session. Okay, next on the Raven and the Blues, an album which came out some 5 years ago called Ladies Man, featuring Pinetop Perkins with a mix of some very fine female blues artists. Here he is with Angela Straley and a track called Hey Mr. Pinetop Perkins.
Hey, Mr. Pinetop Perkins, I got a question for you. How did you write that first boogie-woogie, the one they named after you? You made the Pinetop Boogie, and you took it all over the world. The Pinetop Boogie, but you were flirting with all the girls. Come on, do that boogie-woogie. and tell me the truth. Every time you bat those big old peepers, the girls fall in love with you and your pine top boogie. Took it all over the world, you played the pine top boogie, but you were flirting with all the girls. Come on, girls, come and get it. For you, what in the world were you thinking about when you wrote that boogie woogie blues? You wrote the pine top boogie, and they love it all over the world. The pine top boogie, but you were flirting with all the girls. You made the pine top boogie, took it all over the world. You made the pine top boogie.
Hey, Mr. Pine Top Perkins. Thank you for your boogie boogie blues. Angela Straley on stage, as you can hear there, with the great Pine Top Perkins from the album Ladies Man, and the track called Hey, Mr. Pine Top Perkins. The Raven and the Blues, a band when I first featured them about a year ago on the programme, received loads of emails from people saying, I do like them, and a couple of people have actually gone out and bought the album, which is nice. If you do buy albums from bands I play on the show, please let me know, or even let them know that you heard the show, or heard the track on the Raven and the Blues. But the band are called Chase the Sun, and here they are with a track from the album, which is called Farewell.
Oh,
Isn't that special? The band are called Chase the Sun, the album which came out last year called Chase the Sun, and there's a track called Farewell. It's the Raven and the Blues. Where should we go now? Kim Wilson, from the album from, what, 9, 8 years ago? Smoking Joint, Ain't Gonna Do It. Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson from the album Smoking Joint from 2001, and that's called Ain't Gonna Do It. I first played this gentleman for the first time only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. His name is Pokey Lafarge. The album is called Beat, Move and Shake, and I raved about it when I played the first track Wrong About It, and so it's about time we brought him back again. So here he is with a track called My Woman's Favourite Dog. My woman's favorite dog.
you won't leave me home alone. She don't want nobody coming over, trying to bury my bones. Make me breakfast every day, with coffee on her side. Make me breakfast every day, with coffee on her side. To show find way to make it so your man will stay around me a while. I'm my woman's favorite dog, teach me a new trick every day. Favorite dough, teach me a new trick every day. Each one show me how to love in a brand new way.
And shoot the Lordy mama. Great God Almighty, meet me in the bottom. Bring my boots and shoes. Gal, I've got to leave here and I ain't got no time to lose. I've got to go now, can't come back no more. The Lordy mama, great God Almighty, got to go now, can't come back no more. Honey, I wouldn't mind leaving, but I've got so far to go. The woman I love, right down on the ground. The Lordy mama, great God Almighty, woman I love, she's right down on the ground. And every time she kisses me, makes my love come down. Number four shoes and 25 in the waist. Lordy mama, great God Almighty, number four shoes, 25 in the waist. I can't find nobody take that woman's place.
woman I love. Her name is Lily Maid, Lordy Mama. Great God Almighty, woman I love. Her name is Lily Maid. Well, a woman I hate, I see her every day.
Super tracks side by side, separated by almost 40 years. There you've just heard Pink Anderson from the album which came out back in 1961, and then reissued, of course, on CD. The album's called Carolina Bluesman and Meet Me in the Bottom. And before that, from a brand new release from Pokey Lafarge, the album Beat, Move and Shake, and My Woman's Favourite Dog. Great stuff indeed. Where do we go now? Let's have, after the comments from last week's programme, and I opened the show with a guy called Jawbone, who's out of Detroit, but made it big here in the UK some 3 or 4 years ago. A few people said to me, you know, he reminds me of somebody. And at the time, I couldn't think who. And then I realised it's like Jawbone was a little bit like Seasick Steve, and also this next gentleman we've featured on the show before on quite a few occasions. He's out of Stirling in Scotland. His name is Johnny Hoodoo, and here he is with Big Leg Blues.
Says a baby, get your big leg off of mine. Says a baby, get your big leg off of mine. So hey, baby, make a good man change his mind.
Johnny Hoodoo, you'll find his work available for a free download, costs you nothing at all, and you'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page. That's from the album called Johnny Hoodoo's Country Blues, and that's a track called Big Leg Blues, and that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. When I was putting the show together before Paul and Dave arrived to do their live session, I'd already chosen this next track to be in the show somewhere, and then after, on the session, they did When the Levee Breaks, I thought, well, I can't do it now, but then I thought, no, there's no reason why I can't do it, simply because there's no reason, there's no law about having the same track twice in the same programme if it's very, very different. And this one is. To close the programme, we've got a track from the new album from Buckwheat Zydeco. The album is called Lay Your Burden Down, and this is his take on... I always knew it as a Kansas Joe McCoy original who was married to Memphis Minnie, but I guess they wrote it together between them. And let's close the show with that. If you've enjoyed the music on the show, please drop me an email, dave@raven.dj. If you haven't enjoyed the music, again, drop me an email and tell me why, and we'll see if we can make alterations. That's dave@raven.dj. Raven.dj, and of course the website where you'll find everything you need to know about the programme and all the previous shows going back some 4 or 5 years is at www.raven.dj/R&B. I've looked at the stats for the last 12 months, and it's been fairly static. The show has gained a modicum of listeners. So, actually, it's not what I would call progress in that respect. So, it's an idea which I think I heard Beardo say on Banana Blues, which is your job next week is to tell somebody who listens to you and Sarah says, I like the blues, say, do you listen to The Raven and the Blues? And pass the link onwards and see if we can increase the figures that way. It's a nice idea, and thanks to Beardo for giving it to me. Anyway, that's it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Drop me an email. Whenever you are across the world, I hope your week goes well for you. And let's close with Buckwheat Zydeco and When the Levee Breaks.
Make a mountain man leave it home.